This is BBC Radio 4. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Friday the 4th of April. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Atsira and Trafalgar. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Sole, 1006, expected to lose its identity by 1800 on Friday. Low, 50 miles west of Trafalgar, 991, expected southern Fitzroy, 999, by the same time. High, 50 miles northeast of southeast Iceland, 1038, expected 50 miles north of Faroes, 1036, by that time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Atsira. Northerly or northeasterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 at first. Mainly fair, moderate or good. South Atsira. Northerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Forties, Cromarty. Easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later in north. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Fourth, Tyne, Dogger. Northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Fisher, variable, becoming north or northeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. German Bight, Humber, Thames. East 3 or 4, backing northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Dover, White. East 3 or 4, backing northeast 5 or 6. Rain or showers at first. Moderate or good. Portland, Plymouth. Southeast 4 or 5, backing east or northeast 5 or 6. Rain or showers at first. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Biscay, Trafalgar, Fitzroy. Cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later in Trafalgar. Thundery rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Sol, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. Cyclonic 5 to 7, becoming east or northeast 5 or 6. Rain or showers at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. East or southeast 5 or 6, increasing 7 for a time. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Fair Isle, east or northeast 5 or 6, mainly fair, moderate or good. Faroes, east or southeast 5 or 6, mainly fair, moderate or good. And southeast Iceland, southeasterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 for a time. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Now we have the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southeast by east 5, 22 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Stornoway, northeast 3, mist, 5 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Lerwick, east northeast 4, 19 miles, 1033, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, east by south 4, 11 miles, 1030, rising slowly. Aberdeen, north by west 1, 12 miles, 1029, rising slowly. Lookers, northeast 3, 7 miles, 1027, rising more slowly. Boomer, northeast by north 2, 11 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Bridlington, east-northeast 4, 1023, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east by south 4, 5 miles, 1020. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 2 miles, 1018. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northeast by east 3, 1018, now falling. Jersey, southeast 4, 22 miles, 1016, rising more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east by south 3, 5 miles, 1017. Scilly Automatic, southeast by south 5, 5 miles, 1013, rising. Milford Haven, southeast by east 5, recent rain, 9 miles, 1016, rising more slowly. Aberporth, southeast 5, slight drizzle, 16 miles, 1017, rising more slowly. Valley, east-northeast 4, 11 miles, 1,018, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, east 3, 5 miles, 1,020, rising more slowly. Valentia, east 3, recent drizzle, 15 miles, 1,012, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, northeast 5, 11 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. Malin Head, east 5, 15 miles, 1,021, rising more slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, east by north 4, 11 miles, 1,022, rising slowly. And now we have the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Thursday the 3rd of April. The general situation: pressure will be low to the southwest of the UK throughout, with high pressure to the north or northeast. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Easterly or northeasterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 and west. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. East or northeast, 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, east 3 or 4, backing northeast 4 or 5, mainly fair, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, east 3 or 4, backing northeast 4 or 5, mainly fair, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, easterly 3 or 4, backing northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later, mainly fair, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, easterly 3 or 4, backing northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Rain or showers at first in west, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, southeast 3 or 4, backing east or northeast 5 or 6. Rain or showers at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, southeast 4 or 5, backing east or northeast 5 or 6. Rain or showers at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, southeast 4 or 5, backing east or northeast 5 or 6. Rain or showers at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. St David's Head to Great Ormhead, including St George's Channel, east or northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 until later. Rain or showers at first, moderate or good. Great Ormhead to the Mull of Galloway, east 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Rain or showers at first, moderate or good. Isle of Man, east or northeast 3 to 5, increasing 5 or 6 later. Patchy rain at first, then fair. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, east or northeast 5 or 6, mainly fair, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, east or northeast 5 or 6, mainly fair, moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, east 5 or 6, mainly fair, moderate or good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, east 5 or 6, mainly fair, moderate or good. And finally, Shetland Isles, easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later in Far East. Fair, good. That completes the shipping bulletin and brings us to the close of play for another night here on Radio 4. Our colleagues from the BBC World Service are standing by and will be keeping us going through the night on this frequency until Radio 4 resumes at 5 o'clock in the company of Vigi Alice. Regular listeners at this time will know that my colleague Al Ryan often reads the late night shipping forecast here on Radio 4. Well, earlier on Thursday, Al could be heard on Radio 3, where he presented the Drive Time programme In Tune. Al was joined in the studio by the tenor Nicky Spence and the pianist Christian Sandrine. You can catch that programme on BBC Sounds if you missed it. Just search for In Tune. And fear not, Al will be back here on Radio 4 with the shipping forecast at this time tomorrow night. Thanks for your company tonight. From me, Ron Brown, my colleague Alan Smith in the newsroom, and everyone at Broadcasting House in London, do have a calm and restful night. Good night.
It's midnight GMT. This is Andrew Peach with Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today, Donald Trump defends tariffs on US imports despite Wall Street suffering its worst day since the early months of the COVID pandemic. The Dow Jones down by nearly 4%. Other world leaders condemn the policy.
The system of global trade anchored on the United States is over. Well, this is a tragedy. It is also the new reality.
But it has the support of US auto workers like Brian.
We support Donald Trump's policies on tariffs 100%. So, Mr. President, we can't thank you enough.
Brian was in the Rose Garden with Donald Trump, and he's live with me on the show. Also, we'll ask why pharmaceuticals have escaped the tariffs, at least for now. All coming up on Business Matters after the BBC News.
Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. Donald Trump has defended the tariffs he's imposed on US imports from around the world, despite a global stock market sell-off. Wall Street has suffered its worst day since the early months of the COVID pandemic. More from John Sutworth.
The day after his big tariff announcement, with the markets now in turmoil, President Trump spoke to reporters on the White House lawn, the motors of his helicopter turning over in the background.
I think it's going very well. It was an operation, like when a patient gets operated on, and it's a big thing. I said this would exactly be the way it is.
Mr. Trump insists that this is what he was elected to do, to rip up the established rules of the global order with the outsourcing of US jobs, growing trade deficits, and a ballooning national debt.
Global financial bodies have expressed alarm about the impact of the new U.S. tariffs. The head of the International Monetary Fund, Kristalina Georgieva, said the taxes represented a significant risk. The World Trade Organization has sharply downgraded its forecast for economic growth. More from Jonathan Josephs.
The drastic scale of this reduction shows how these US tariffs are the biggest challenge to the global trading system since the World Trade Organization began drawing up and enforcing the rules 30 years ago. Only the COVID pandemic and global financial crisis sparked bigger falls in global trade volume. The Director General, Dr. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, said the tariffs would also have substantial implications for economic growth prospects. She said she was deeply concerned about retaliatory measures, which have already started, making things even worse.
Humanitarian agencies are appealing to governments around the world not to abandon the international convention banning landmines. The Ottawa Treaty has helped lead to a huge reduction in the use of landmines.